Well, yesterday was the deadline. It was yesterday, the before was the deadline for the declaration of candidates for the MEP race, or the race to be an MEP in Ireland. So 23 candidates by my last count. I might be 100% correct with that, running for it. The European Movement in Ireland is inviting people across Ireland South to a European Elections Town Hall for the Ireland South constituency tomorrow, Thursday, May 2nd. It's in cooperation with the European Parliament Liaison Office and inviting people living in Ireland South, which is Carlow, Clare, Cork, Kerry, Kilkenny, Limerick, Tipperary, Waterford, Wexford and Wicklow, to the European Elections Town Hall, Ireland South constituency. Is taking place in the Banking Hall, UCC Centre for Executive Education, tomorrow evening from 7 to 8pm. With me on the line, I've got Dr. Teresa Reedy, who is a senior lecturer in the Department of Government and Politics, who will be on the panel, and also Noel O'Connell, CEO of the European Movement of Ireland. Noel, listen, this is all part, I suppose, of getting people involved in the European elections, hearing from candidates, hearing the issues and what Europe actually does for the citizen, shall we say. Is that right?
Exactly, Gerry. Look, it's a huge opportunity. You know, we're approaching the final countdown, as you said, and you're spot on, 23 candidates standing for the massive constituency of Ireland South. And really what we want to try and do tomorrow in European Movement Ireland is to give people a chance and an opportunity in Ireland South to not only hear from an expert panel of speakers who'll chart the roadmap of what's coming up in the next European Parliament mandate for the next 5 years, what's on the European agenda, and we're delighted to have Teresa as part of that panel, but it's also going to give an opportunity to people to listen to what the candidates who are standing for election and who are looking for the vote of the people of Ireland South, and to pose them questions. You know, what do they stand for? What are they hoping to achieve if they were successfully elected as an MEP on June the 7th in these really, really important European elections? So we're really encouraging people to come along and have your say, because if you don't turn up on June the 7th on Friday and vote, somebody else will make the decision for you.
Yeah, Teresa, really, is it fair to say over the last 10 years in particular, people are paying a lot closer attention to what's happening in the European Parliament, the sort of votes, the sort of policies and the implications they have for member states?
You know, Gerry, I don't know that that's necessarily true. I think what's definitely true is that the European Parliament is having a much more serious effect on us over the last decade. But whether all of us as citizens walking around every day are paying as close attention to politics in Europe as we really should be, I'm not certain about that at all. I think it's probably actually one of the big challenges of the European Parliament elections, is that we don't really think enough about the importance of politics in Brussels, and perhaps people don't connect directly the candidates that they're voting for with their preferences for how they'd like to see the European Parliament operating and running.
Yeah, do we know enough about what European parliamentarians can and can't do, what the private functions of the Irish state separate to Europe is, and should we be thinking about that way? Like, if people are going to go to the polls on June 7th and they're going to be looking at their local politicians, who am I going to call if I need a problem fixed? Who am I going to call if I need services in my area, if I need a street light or whatever the issue is, or I need help with a grant? But we don't think that way about Europe, because it can just have just as much an impact on the makeup of our local council, perhaps more so.
That's absolutely the case. I mean, almost 70% of our legislation now has its origins in Brussels. And so it's discussed there by Irish MEPs, but we need to think about who are those Irish MEPs. And I suppose what I'm trying to get at is, what's interesting about Ireland is, you know, this is one of the most pro-EU countries that actually are members of the European Union. Regularly, it's ourselves and Luxembourg are the most positive. Yet when it comes to the members of the European Parliament that we actually send to Brussels, what you find is that almost half can actually be quite Eurocritical and even Eurosceptical, some of them really significantly opposed to the European Union and definitely opposed to large parts of their policy platform. So it's a kind of a strange outcome that you see happening here for this really positive pro-EU country, sending a kind of large percentage of Eurocritical MEPs. So sometimes we say that there is a little bit of a disconnect between kind of people's attitudes to the European Union and then maybe how they actually vote on polling day in June.
Yeah, very interesting. Okay, that and other things to be discussed. I want to thank both of you for talking to us in the programme. Noel, just finally, it's tomorrow evening, 7 to 8 p.m. the Banking Hall UCC Centre for Executive Education.
That's correct. So it's there on Laps Quay in Cork. So hoping to get a really good turnout and for people to have their opportunity to listen to our expert panel of speakers like Teresa, but also to question the MEPs and have their say.
Yeah, a listener wants to know, is there any chance to view it online? If you can't,
no, I'm afraid it's in person, but we'll be given the opportunity, and we've all our the candidates' bios are all on our EU Elections Information Hub website. So make sure to check out EuropeanMovement.ie, and we'll have reports and various other bits and pieces, and we'll of course be commenting on it across the social media platforms as well.
Okay, spot on. Noel, thanks a million. And Dr. Teresa Reedy, thanks for talking to us on the programme this morning. Very interesting point made by her on what actually EU candidates or EU parliamentarians, when we send them, what they do, what they say, how much legislation comes from Europe, and why we should be probably taking the European election more seriously in terms of interrogating what people are doing, what they stand for, and what they will vote on, because it'll have a big impact on all of us. If you have a view on that, get in touch.